Today is World Water Day, dedicated each year to drawing attention to the importance of drinking water. The theme for this year is leaving no one behind, but many are being left behind in Nigeria, Africa's most populous country. Even residents of the coastal city of Lagos are struggling to get drinking water, despite the abundance of water around their city. The majority of the city's residents have no government-provided pipe-borne water. The result is that city residents have to provide their own drinking water. Getting potable water sometimes comes at a high cost, and many people have to resort to unsafe sources. Sam Olukoya reports from Lagos.
Ruth Etime, housewife, fetches water from a borehole in Ibafo at the outskirts of Lagos. In the absence of pipe-borne water in Lagos and its suburbs, boreholes like this are the main sources of clean water for many. Even then, so many people have no access to clean water. The borehole Etime is fetching water from was dug in the community by the non-governmental organization Hasty Health Initiative. The organization runs a clean water initiative. Etim says before the borehole was established, she faced a lot of problems getting potable water.
You know, I happen to live in a compound that has no water. You know, somebody that has children, you want to cook, fetching water is just extraordinary work. I used to go like 3 streets to get drinking water. We buy it 20 naira per bucket. When you keep it in your room till the next day, you end up seeing some black things. There was no water, so that was the only source of water we could drink. So that makes us to fall sick.
The problem Etim faced before the borehole was installed in her community is typical of what millions of people go through in Nigeria. This includes the majority of Lagos residents who have no pipe-borne water. Rhoda Robinson, executive director of Hasty Health Initiative, says her organization has provided potable water to over 40 communities within Lagos and the surrounding areas. This, she said, has positively affected the lives of the people.
Because they now have access to clean water, there has been a reduction in illness, waterborne disease transmission within the communities. So there has been an overall improvement in the health of the community, especially for women within the communities and children, because they are the most affected by waterborne diseases. One of the leading causes of childhood deaths under 5 is diarrhea.
But then the provision of potable water by groups like Hasty Health Initiative are quite few. This means the majority of people are still left without potable water. In Lagos, where the government says it lacks the fund to provide water for everyone, there are plans to partially privatize water supply. This has been met by a series of protests like this. Bode Olufemi is of the Friends of the Earth Nigeria. The group has been at the forefront of the campaign against privatization of Lagos water.
Water is a right of the Lagos people. So what we are advocating is municipalization of our water, not selling our water into private pockets where the poor people will no longer have assets, where the quality of water itself can be reduced, where there will be job losses and all other things that have been associated with privatization all around the world. And we're going to take this message until the government come out openly to say, look, we are putting a stop to privatization of Lagos water.
Whatever the case, it is clear that many Lagos residents are not likely to get potable water anytime soon, given the lack of infrastructure on the ground to make water widely available. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.